KVNO Lakeville, KVNT Cambridge, KVNZ Edinburgh.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it is Loveline. Adam Carolla, that is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest.
Humming in the background.
Saturday Night Live, Daryl Hammond is here.
Yeah.
Daryl was in on this show, I would say, a year and a half.
That long ago?
I think it was a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had some great callers that night, man.
We're going to have some great callers tonight,
it's
too.
It's a great show. We listen to it in New York sometimes.
Oh, well, good.
That's
N-A-W.
Is it N-A-W?
Yeah. Yeah, it's N-A-W. Of course it is. That's right. We're a little sketchy on some of the affiliates, which doesn't always make for the greatest affiliate relations. But we look at this as a local show.
Right.
To us, it doesn't go out of Culver City.
Right.
But it's local wherever you're listening.
That's right. We are wherever you are. So send those cookies. Somebody actually told me once when we went somewhere, I don't know, Minnesota or something, that somebody sent a batch of cookies over to the station for us, which is nice. It's stupid, but it's nice.
Right. I'm going to start putting you on at SNL. We have to pull these all-nighters.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start listening to you guys at 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah, you guys talk about crunch time when you get a little bit later in the week.
Yeah.
And you're sitting around with all the writers, trying to hash everything out.
Yeah, yeah, and especially, like, in my position, I usually do the topical piece, so mine usually isn't written until Friday or Saturday anyway.
Right.
So you'll get a call at 2 a.m. going, can you do Trent Lott? I'll try, boss.
Well, I mean, once you can do a few, doesn't it make it easier to do others? I mean,
or harder?
No.
With less choices.
No, like, I can't do any impersonation.
So it'd be all easy for you, right?
Mm-hmm. But, no, it's all difficult for me.
I see.
Because it involves talent, you see, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
But Daryl has talent. He does many impersonations.
Mm-hmm.
Some better than others, I'm sure. But you do many, and you have that ability. I mean, you have that gift. It's like people who can do accents. They could probably do all of them better than you could do one.
That's true.
If you didn't have a gift for that.
That's probably true.
And Daryl certainly has that. What year are you on, personally, on Saturday Night Live?
This is my fifth.
I would have guessed somewhere around there. But see, the thing that's funny about the cast from Saturday Night Live is sometimes there's guys that were around for 3 years and you didn't know them because they didn't do that much for 3 years.
Well, I didn't really. Yeah.
Well, you've been a pretty strong presence over there for the last three or four.
Maybe, yeah, maybe last three and a half, yeah.
But there are guys like, how long has Tracy Morgan been around there?
I don't know.
Who's 3 years, 4 years?
No, see, I bet it seems to me like he's been around for five or six. And
there's
like
only 50 people in the cast. It's really hard to get on the air there.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is.
I mean, and Drew, please, I'm not saying this, and I hope you back me up on this just to kiss Daryl's ass, but I believe it's the most difficult form of comedy to do.
You said that forever.
Week after week, which is sketch comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that really makes sketch comedy a bitch is that everyone at home thinks they can do it, thinks they have an idea for a sketch, thinks they work with some guy down at the feed store that's funnier than this guy or that guy on TV, and it's you're screwed because not only is it actually very difficult to do, especially
everybody thinks it's easy.
Everyone thinks that they can do it.
Yeah, and SNL is sort of like, you know, people really love to hate SNL. When it goes down, people love to talk about it, and people watch to see it go down.
And it's always suffered from that. Oh, yeah, it's good, but it could be better.
Yeah,
it could be better.
Always.
I could do it better.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
but if you really stop to consider that we're going to put on a 90-minute show, and it's going to be live. Now, Lauren doesn't sweeten the laugh tracks. There's no laugh track. So when they do reruns, you'll hear sketches bomb.
Right.
As my Bobby Knight bombed a couple of weeks ago.
I'm trying to think if I saw the.
I hope you didn't.
Bobby Knight.
Oh, did it tank?
Yeah, but Daryl, your stuff is always funny. Sometimes it can be extremely funny, but it's always at least interesting because you're doing a take on a character or a take on a personality. And it's like when you're doing Jesse Jackson, for instance, it doesn't matter what the material is. I mean, it could go from a 7 to a 10 based on that, but it's still a 7 just because you're doing Jesse Jackson.
Well, maybe so. I like to think that's true, but brother, when you're out there in front of, you know, 7.5 million households and you're tanking, and line after line after line is going by where there should be a laugh, 1, 2, 3, and you just go, this is it.
I know.
I just gave you my best stuff, folks.
It's the worst. And you can't break like you could if you were doing stand-up. And, you know, what's wrong with you a-holes? Like I would do halfway into the line just didn't get the joke. Or doing a side or do whatever. You're sort of trapped in it.
Yeah.
And what, in a way, makes it safe, which is you picking a character, putting on a wig, and doing it, is also what makes it extra scary because you can't just turn to somebody and say, let's try this again.
Yeah, thanks for telling me that new joke. Sucked. Yeah. And there's probably 200 people tuned in, you know, to your every move.
Yeah.
I mean, in that studio, I think there's 275 sitting there, and then there's all the people that work there. It's a huge staff. But going on the air and not bombing, I think comedy's hard.
Well, if you watch me do it, you'll understand how difficult it is.
Well, me
that's
too.
What Daryl's saying.
Watch the Bobby Knight and watch that thing go down.
Well, I do Saturday Night Live. I do tune into fairly religiously, which speaks of my social life.
I've none either, so.
I'm always home on Saturday, and I always watch Saturday Night Live. And because I did sketch comedy for many years and know how difficult it is, appreciate it and do not judge it quite as harshly as some others may. Mm-hmm. And I do especially enjoy your work.
Thank you.
I mean,
I enjoy your work as well.
Well, thanks.
You're a funny man.
Oh, there you go. You hear that, Drew?
What's that again?
With your own voice, you're funny.
That's right.
Yeah, just listen to your voice.
That's right. That's good for a laugh, that nasally drone. Thank you very much. Daryl, by the way.
I wonder if Daryl could do an Adam Carolla impersonation.
Could you? Well, maybe if he listens for a little while longer, at some point in the evening, you could grace us with that.
Possibly. I don't know. You're telling me you have, like, a bad voice. You have a real good voice.
There you go.
There's nothing really wrong with it. It's like trying to do Bob Costas. Like, Bob Costas called me up. He's like, what are you going to do me? I want to know because I want to give you the, you know, I'm like, Bob, who can do you?
Yeah, if you want to do a good Bob Costas, just enunciate, be articulate. And get a thesaurus.
Yeah. He was saying, he's going, a friend of mine manages the Padres, Bruce Bochy. So we were talking about it. This is actually how he talks, you know, like off the air. He's like, Bruce Bochy, the third largest head in all of baseball, second, actually professional sports, second only to baseball commissioner Faye Vincent, and of course, O.J. Simpson, who could be mounted on Mount Rushmore. And I'm going, Bob, you really sound like yourself.
Yeah. We had that same surreal experience when we met Sinbad. What did he step in for? Was it Vibe? And no, they had an original host.
Yeah, you're right.
And he was replaced by, I think, Sinbad. But we never met Sinbad before. Mm-hmm. And we ran into him at the hall in the hallway before we did the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up to us, and he is Sinbad plus
square.
Sinbad square.
Yeah.
And he walked into our, you know, and Drew's Drew and I'm me, but we don't have much going on. And he came piling into the room. Hey, what's up, man? He's wearing like
amazing bib
overalls, and he's filling up the room. And then he shuts the door, and I looked at Drew, and I went, my God, that is Sinbad.
That's really
Sinbad does. It's Sinbad.
Yeah. Sinbad and Sinbad.
I remember when I was first starting out, and he was already, working on the networks. He'd already done a Carson and everything, and he's real nice to me.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but it ain't an act.
But no, oh no, he loves being alive. He totally loves being alive.
That's why I resent him.
Me too.
I don't like anyone who. I don't mind people tolerating being alive, but when they love it, now I got a problem.
I have a problem with you. You seem more suited for this party than me.
James is 21. By the way, Daryl will be at the La Brea Improv tomorrow through Sunday in La Brea. Go ahead, James. What's up?
Am I on?
Yep. Yes, you is.
All right, I have a question. I'm 21 years old, and when I was younger, I've always had a... I'm a slim guy. I'm skinny, but I kind of have, like, breasts. So real tiny, kind of like an overweight guy would.
Yeah.
And as I was getting older, I was told they would go away, but they've kind of stayed along with me. And I work out and everything, but...
You smoke a lot of pot?
Yeah.
There it is.
I wouldn't say a lot, but I do smoke pot occasionally.
How occasionally?
Probably every other day.
There you go.
What is that? I never heard about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Listen, I was sitting home, ironically stoned, on Sunday night with Dan Dratch, who's Rachel Dratch's younger brother, I believe, who's a cast member of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And we're watching like 2020's rerun about 2 in the morning, and they had a gynecomastia story, and these were like young guys, males, in pretty decent shape, most of them, who had either one or both of their breasts were enlarged. I mean, they looked like a woman's breast in a way. I mean, not quite a woman's breast. If it was a woman's breast, I'd be disappointed, but at least more like a woman's breast than a man's chest.
Yeah.
And these guys were 19 or 20, and sometimes it was just one side, and they talked about getting liposuction and getting surgery and having a plastic surgery. But at 21, how much weed, how many years of weed does he have under his...
If you start smoking pot around the time that this normally comes on, you can sustain it. So if you start smoking pot around 14, 15?
James?
But it's been with me since I was younger. I've had it when I was like 12 or 13.
When did you start smoking weed?
When I was a sophomore in high school, so I'd say about 16.
Sophomore in high school. Listen
to me. He had a predisposition.
Yes,
for this.
He would have gone away at 16 if he had not.
What about the guys who it doesn't go away for who don't smoke pot?
From very unusual.
Even if I'm in really good shape, it's very unusual.
Can you explain that?
No, we
can't. Pot creates very, very substantial elevations in circulating estrogen.
Is there a name for this?
Yeah, it's called gynecomastia. And the reason it occurs in some males is that the adrenal gland starts putting out estrogen around the time, just before the testes turn on, start producing testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really embarrassing.
You can get it worked on.
And pot, marijuana.
Shut up, James.
Marijuana can sustain that. It will prevent it from going back down by sustaining the circulating levels of estrogen.
Oh.
Marijuana suppresses testosterone and raises estrogen.
Side effect.
And some men will spontaneously get breast enlargement at an older age, at 25, 26.
Right. Because of something that previous drug use.
Just from the pot. Yeah. Not previous, have to be used.
Oh, well, listen, though, but here's the reality. Nobody smokes more weed than, let's say, Snoop Dogg, for instance.
Yeah.
I was at Snoop Dogg's house. I got baked as soon as I opened the front door of that place. I swear to Christ. He smokes nonstop. He smokes in the studio. He takes his shirt off. He doesn't have an ounce of it.
And he probably didn't have this when he was 14 either.
Yeah.
The way this guy did.
All right. Drew, you know him right here. He was heading for this anyway.
Adam, this is categorical. This is a classic situation.
Where's the doctor? James?
Not me.
Yeah. All right. So how much weed have you smoked since your 10th grade year?
I mean, not much. Just off and on. I mean, period.
There you go.
In the last year or two, quite, you know, a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I've never seen any other male with this kind of problem.
How often do you smoke pot?
Every other day.
Every other day. How many years?
I would say constantly the last 2 or 3.
3 years.
All right.
Yeah.
And then before that, how frequently were you smoking?
Just not much. Probably once every 6 months.
Oh, is that it before that?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well,
thank you.
My case is not as strong.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If I could read, I'd be a doctor. I know I would. I feel it. Or a pirate.
I mean,
or an astronaut. An astronaut. I still haven't ruled out pirate or astronaut as far as career.
What's that, James?
I was just, I didn't want to go to the doctor because I didn't know whether, I mean, what.
They're making, you know, plastic surgery.
Name for it,
yes, yes. It's a relatively.
How
listen, go to a plastic surgeon.
Yeah,
don't
take care of it. But you keep smoking a pot, it's hard for it to go down. You might go down by itself if you stop smoking a pot.
Is there anything, can I go to the doctor and get anything for it?
Yes, they can take the tissue out.
Because I didn't know there was a name for it. That's why I was calling
you. All right. Hey, listen, James. Although I prefer you living in your own silent world of shame, I'm telling you now to go to a plastic surgeon. They see it all the time, and they can take care of it, okay? So quit smoking so much weed.
You don't do steroids, huh?
Forget it.
Steroids.
Oh,
you never did any steroids, did you?
No, I've never done steroids.
Okay.
All right. Oh, for truth, Andrew. I want to hop back and speak to Corey. Corey?
Yeah, hi.
You're 14.
Yeah.
Hold on, Drew. What's the gyno part of the gyno? Comastia. Because there's gynecology.
Yeah.
And it must mean some chick thing,
yeah,
right?
It must.
Because this is saying like chick boobs, right? Isn't that what?
I think so.
Yeah. Look up gyno.
I feel like it kind of rolls off the tongue there. So.
Chick boobs. It's going to be the name of a band I'm starting during my hiatus. Corey?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 14.
First of all, I made up my call. I just wanted to say hi to Daryl Hammond. I'm probably a disturbingly religious.
Hang on a second. Gynec woman.
Woman. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Omastia.
Yeah,
above the breast.
Okay. Whatever.
Thank
you. I've been watching Saturday Night Live since when I was 9.
Yeah.
And are you leaving any this season or what?
No, unless they want me to, but I'm not going to.
They can't get rid of Daryl.
No.
He is like a strong left-hander in a bullpen.
I think of myself as like a field goal kicker, like, you know, because, yeah. I mean, I get to wear a uniform and a helmet and everything, and I have to go to practice, but let's face it.
No, you're not going anywhere.
I come in the third quarter, and, you know, I chip one in, and that's how I earn my money.
Right, and for years it was, I don't know what the chronology is, but in my mind it would be like a Dan Aykroyd was, did a lot of impressions.
Aykroyd, Carvey,
and it was
Hartman.
Carvey, and then Hartman. And
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, although Eddie Murphy was different in a way because, at least to me, a lot of his things weren't impersonations, but they were more sort of characters.
Like Mike Myers.
Right, but you have sort of stepped in to fill that space, and they need that, and they're always going to need it.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, absolutely. How can you do it? You couldn't do a show like that if you didn't have someone who could do the president or who had the ability to do whoever was current.
Mm-hmm.
And what about that? I mean, what about Bush or Gore?
What about him?
Who do you want to be president?
Yeah. I want Gore to be president.
He's easier to...
No, I think he'd be a lot more fun to do, and they told me I'll be playing him, so I want him to be the president, and I think everyone should.
I don't... I look at Gore, and I know that's part of the rap with him, is that he's wooden and doesn't really have anything too distinct going on. But he seems like a guy who doesn't have any real distinct mannerisms.
I think in the fall, when he gets under presidential scrutiny, I think you'll see the things that I see on the tapes that I order and from C-SPAN, that he has a very interesting personality and real quirky.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
and a very interesting form of speech, too.
Can you give us a little Gore?
I haven't, really started working on the voice because I've been trying to figure out what's kind of impediment. I think it was a slight speech impediment. Did you watch any of the debates this year?
No, I try to stay far away from politics and anything, really, anything that I call learning.
I know.
But I've seen Gore, obviously, many times, and nothing ever jumps out at me. I mean, he's certainly no Ross Perot.
Well, think about this. Think about the vice presidential job, the slot. Think about what you get to do with your brains and your heart and your drive and your patriotism. You get to go to a bake sale.
Right.
You get to do all the, Clinton's in Taiwan. Like, when I was there at the White House, Clinton had these like Asian distinguished businessmen he'd be talking to them, he'd just be going, you know, there is nothing wrong with democracy that cannot be fixed by what is right with democracy. Right across the hall is like Gore with kindergartners, right? He's like, four simple steps to food safety. Clean, separate, cook, chill. You know, can I get a what? But
I was going to say, can I get a what work? That's kind of funny.
Is Clinton, I mean, and I know you get this all the time, and I'm sure we covered it last time, but man, you are brutal when you do some of those Clintons. I think I saw a rerun. Well, there's the one where you're on the news segment,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking about reviewing the movie Air Force One, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I mean, mm-hmm. it is brutal.
Yeah,
brutal.
Yeah.
And if you
really
heard
hard.
From him or talked to him,
quite a bit.
No,
yeah, he invited me to the White House 3 years ago. I went and performed with him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and again this past. I guess it was probably 6 weeks.
He didn't take any shots at you?
He did.
What is this time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anything post-Monica.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
He's just like, he went up before me, and he's like, poor Daryl Hammond. What will he do when I am gone? And then he goes, come to think of it, what will I do? When I guess I'll become a Daryl Hammond impersonator.
So he doesn't begrudge it.
And he doesn't act like it.
Wow.
Hillary, on the other hand, I don't. Hillary tends to smile at me and not with her eyes, just the mouth. It's sort of like laughter and rage are really indistinguishable to her now.
I'll tell you, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
In a way, her position even more than his.
Oh.
When you're up there
mm-hmm.
doing that and doing a dead on Clinton mm-hmm. and some of the stuff that's coming out of your mouth, especially like I said, I mean some of those segments during the news.
Yeah, they're hard.
I really expect to see a sniper's bullet go right through your forehead.
I've had some pretty serious stalkers. I've had two.
I'm talking about Secret Service. I'm not talking about crazed fans.
Oh, yeah. I almost got whacked by the Secret Service last time and when I did the Correspondents' Dinner 6 weeks ago because I got lost in that giant hotel, and it's circular, in Washington, like the D.C. Hyatt or something, and I didn't have any ID on me, and this guy comes up, and I said, can you show me where the ballroom is? Yeah. It was so weird. The guy goes, could you show me some ID? I'm like, I don't know, ID, I'm on the show, I'm performing tonight, I'm doing a half an hour of stand-up, show me some ID. It was really rough.
It was
really rough.
Security is great, they're very impartial.
Did you have a flashback to your...
I started getting, like, angry with this guy. I'm like, excuse me, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, these people in D.C. are really freaking rude, and then it hit me, I saw the little coil behind the ear, and I went... Oh my God! These are shooters.
Right, it's got the earpiece stuck in there.
Yeah,
went through on Loveline, the TV show.
But when I say that Gore has an impediment, I'm not sure if he does or if he doesn't. But I think it's sort of like something that you see in the South when, like, he went to an evangelical school, and it's primarily among evangelists. Like they'll say something like "phony" and "scurrilous charge." Scurrilous. And it's not like a gay lisp, it's a preacher lisp.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he talks without opening his mouth. Yeah, I think
most of the time he just gets up there and goes, I want to say the what, I want to do it. And it's very animated. But when you see him, off camera, you'll notice that he's really interesting.
Well, I swear. That's the same with Drew. The second you turn the camera off, he lights up.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
when he shines on the ride home from the studio.
Yeah, the wooden element just melts back.
All the bark feels right off you and you glow.
Who are you voting for, Drew?
I don't know yet. Yeah. I'm sort of leaning towards Gore myself. I haven't really gotten dug in yet.
Tell me the prop. I'll convince you.
Did you go?
No.
I'd actually have to meet the guy.
There'd be
some place where you can sort of, you know what I mean?
You get a feeling for him.
And I'd get behind somebody I really believe in.
We got to
take a break, but we'll get into this.
Let's talk about Gore and syphilis and any drugs and gyno, that thing.
When we come back. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Yeah.
Yo, dude.
Yo, dude. What's with the static?
Oh, it's a cell phone.
You can't afford a cell phone.
It was free. It came with a sports car.
You? A sports car? Hey, what's that music?
Samba. It's big down here.
Where are you?
Rio.
Rio? How'd you get to Rio?
Flew in my jet.
You have a jet?
Dude, I started a company.
But, like, you're such a total slacker.
I know. I started the TotalSlacker.com.
Get out of here.
Dude, you would not believe how many of us there are out there.
That is genius.
Dude, it's huge. I'm, like, real rich.
You rock, man.
Yeah, we went public this morning, right after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch. It's good.
No way. You never eat breakfast.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, dude.
Nah, uh-uh.
Dude, I swear.
You had breakfast?
You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
Who's the best bartender in town? Me, Shelly. Join me Friday night from 9 to 10 at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club in Fridley. I'll be pouring your favorite liquid refreshments and serving up super drink specials at Spiker's. And you thought all I did was play the best music in the Twin Cities. On Fridays, you can score great prizes. Plus, listen to my own mix of alternative classics all night. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club has the best late-night happy hour from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday with drink specials and half-off appetizers. Email, fax, or send a post card for a chance to win $50 worth of Spiker's Bucks. Then you can spend them with me on Friday night from 9 to 10. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, just 3 miles north of 694 on Central Avenue at Osborne Road. Soccer fans, Spiker's is the official Minnesota Thunder party place. Join the Thunder players after all home games. I'd love to pour you a drink Friday night between 9 and 10. Ask for me, Shelly, at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, Fridley. For directions and more information, call 763-780-1000. Or check out this station's website.
A few questions to ponder from Bath. Was your character tested today? And did it remain intact? Do you walk proud but still watch where you step? And stop to hear yourself think? Taste the 223-year-old classic. Did you give someone more than they expected today? Did it feel good? Did you take a dare just to make things interesting? Decide you trust people but still lock your car? Did you enjoy the true color of amber? Come one step closer to figuring it all out. Did you hit the snooze bar a few more times this morning? Because you earned it. Cheers.
Imitated, never duplicated. Bass Ale. True to character since 1777. Bass Ale is imported by Guinness Bass Import Company, Stamford, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Raise a pint or a bottle of the quintessential English ale and experience the only ale with 223 years of real brewing heritage.
I'm so in love with these new nuts.
Every now and then, a nut comes along that changes the way we look at life.
He likes vanilla.
He likes cinnamon.
We both like honey. Tonight, what?
Introducing Planters Sweet Roast, the brand new nut from Mr. Peanut, creator of the Nutman Cometh.
Sweet nut.
Taste the nut that touches the heart. New Planters Sweet Roast.
He likes the nut.
Every woman's nightmare. You see an amazing, make-your-knees-weak guy. You get the nerve to approach him, then he talks. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
The more you know,
I live with my mom.
The worse it looks.
You dig me, don't you?
Here's one time when the more you know about something, the better it looks.
High five.
The Chevy Cavalier. It looks good.
I don't know.
And Cavalier has standard ABS and air conditioning.
Hey, man. You want to see my tattoo?
Cavalier. The more you know, the better it looks. Chevy, we'll be there.
Want to go to a tractor pull?
Are you hurting? Is an abusive relationship, fear, or depression ruining your life? If you feel you have no one to talk to and need help, call Lovelines Crisis Center. Lovelines is a counseling and referral center that has trained phone counselors who are waiting to listen and to help. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 612-379-1199. That's Lovelines at 612-379-1199. Help is just a phone call away.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Travis, Robbie Williams, Madonna, the Pet Shop Boys, Christina Aguilera, and Madness were all winners Thursday at the 45th Annual Ivor Novello Awards. The annual UK event honors the best in songwriting, composing, and publishing. Travis snagged a pair of awards, winning for Best Contemporary Song with Why Does It Always Rain on Me, and also for Songwriter of the Year. The Pet Shop Boys were also big winners, taking home a Lifetime Achievement Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music. Madonna's Beautiful Beautiful Stranger was Dove's most performed song, while Christina Aguilera had the international hit of the year with Genie in a Bottle. The Zone Files, from Caller ID from U.S. West and alternative classics, Zone 105.
Nevada in the summer, triple-digit temperatures, desolate landscape, and somewhere out on the horizon
are secret nuclear test sites and UFOs, baby!
Thank God you'll be in Vegas.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 wants to send you to see the Counting Crows at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. Email us on Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian and Mary will choose a winner at random. The Counting Crows in Las Vegas. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classes. Yeah. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. Yep, it is lovely.
I want to meet him, too.
I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there, and that's Daryl Hammond over there from Saturday Night Live. You can find him at the La Brea Improv starting tomorrow. That would be Thursday, and going through to Sunday. And you like doing stand-up?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Really?
Plus you get to do the clubs, you know, when you get a TV gig, you get to do all the clubs you couldn't get in before.
Yeah.
And the improvs are all really good clubs.
Right, it's not like, come on down at 6:30, sign up, we'll put all the names in a hat, then we'll draw them in no random order, except for the guys who were here last week who we like, and then we'll put you on. Now, when we hit you with the flashlight, or when Eddie Cantor's head lights up,
that
means it's time to tell your last joke.
Mm-hmm.
Not your second to last joke, not third to last, not your last story. Your last joke.
Mm-hmm.
You're off that stage in 3 minutes, or we'll pull the goddamn
mic. Consider when they're going to put you on. Consider, I mean, when I first got to New York, I was rejected by every club in that city. But they put you on at 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, please. You know, you have these disinterested people who have been cajoled and just sort of coaxed. Come on, free drinks. Come inside. It's stand-up comedy. Come on inside.
Right.
And they come in and they're just like, oh, my God, how do I get out? You know, there's.
I've done stand-up comedy maybe 15, 20 times in my life, and I'd say if you took the combined audience and separated them from audience members to other comedians waiting to get up, it'd be about a 70-30 split.
Mm-hmm.
I've done more stand-up for other stand-ups waiting to get on.
Absolutely.
And just sort of sitting there looking like you'd be looking if you were going through your routine in your head and thinking to yourself, this guy represents the competition, and I got to hop up there and just...
That's right.
Boy, did I hate stand-up. Lewis?
Yeah?
You're 18. What's up?
Okay, like, first off, y'all guys, like, rock, right?
Thank you.
And, okay, the problem is, this weekend, me and a couple of friends went out and we, like, partied, right, because we just graduated. And, I don't know, I got, like, real drunk and I guess stoned, too. You know, I can't remember much about the night, but I remember waking up, like, totally nude next to my best friend.
Yeah.
And it looked like we had done it.
Why?
I haven't decided yet. I like.
No, what makes you think you've done something?
Because there were like some stains. So.
No, I don't,
no, there weren't.
Yeah, that's Lewis.
What kind of stains? This is going to be good.
I think we all know kind of stains. There are cum stains.
Yeah, cum stains.
Where were they?
Yeah. On your chin, or on the small of your back, or on the comforter?
Like small of my back.
Small of your back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And were you sore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
There's a telltale sign, huh?
Yeah, whenever I wake up and see something dry and flaky on my skin, I assume that another male ejaculated on that spot.
It's a natural assumption.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be wrong.
And you're not alone. It's okay.
Lewis, so you think you're gay?
No, like,
all right.
I had any problems with my sexual identity or anything.
Okay.
Like, but I don't know. He was talking to me beforehand. He's like my best friend. He's like my brother.
Right.
And he had been telling me this beforehand, but I didn't, you know, I, like, told him, you know, if you go through the change, I'll still be here for you, but I didn't think anything like this would happen.
All right.
The change.
The change, the transformation over, mm-hmm. over to the brown side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, like, he's still my friend, though.
All right, good. Good night, Louis.
All right, that's fine. You're okay. All right. I
was wondering, like,
How to what?
How to, like, confront him and, like, get this past this, because we haven't talked since this happened. It's been, like, at least 5 days.
All right. Well, give it another 5 days and then pretend like nothing happened, all right?
Okay.
All right, Louis. You're fine.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right. All right. Yeah, I didn't really bother.
Oh, are you kidding?
Clint?
What am I missing here?
It was a BS.
Hello?
Oh,
yes. Clint, you're 19.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Yeah, because straight guys don't call and brag about getting sodomized in their sleep. Rarely do they do that.
That's not the way that story would go down.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Right. What's up, Clint? Hey, wait, let me ask that Drew something. Drew, are you going to those MTV Movie Awards?
I think so.
You are.
Well, what is that? I have to do a graduation speech that night, and then I'm trying to get over there for that.
Is that Saturday?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Across the street here, like Sony.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What time? You don't know?
No.
How come I didn't get invited?
You're invited.
I am?
I got you seats.
You got me seats?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I checked in to see if we had seats.
How come no one told me anything about that?
I don't know. I checked to make sure you had them.
All right. I can't go.
Then I'll take
them. Go ahead. You want them?
Okay, you go.
Well, A, I'm sure they're crappy seats because it's MTV.
Yeah.
And B, I got to work. We're doing two man shows on Saturday.
So when?
I'll probably get wrapped at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Right. You going to the parties afterwards?
There isn't one.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
Well, not one. There's one. There's just not telling you about it. Right. It's MTV. Clint?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're 19. What's up?
I started about 2.5-3 months ago. I started dating a 15-year-old girl. Found out 3 weeks ago that she was pregnant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that,
and,
yeah.
What's up with you going out with a 15-year-old?
I don't know. It happened.
Happened, huh?
I see.
Her mom's okay with it and everything, but
sure.
She doesn't, nobody knows that she's pregnant but me and her and like a few of our very close friends.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there was anything that, like, you know, like, am I going to go to jail or, you know, what to do with the law?
What state are you in?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Do you have the age of consent? What's the age of consent in Georgia? Clint?
I picture,
sure.
By the way, I don't picture when you say with your dialect you're going to jail. I don't picture a jail. I picture like a pokey, and I picture Alex Karras with a baseball bat sort of walking up to your house. Uniformed guys. You know, I'm picturing like coming up a dirt road, Alex Karras carrying a pool cue and coming up, calling him boy, maybe wearing like reflective sunglasses.
Don't tell him that, man.
That's what I'm seeing, Clint.
Clint, what is the age of consent in Georgia?
I'm not sure. I believe it's 16.
It's probably 16.
Yeah, right.
Well, usually in these situations where there is a legal problem, it's the parent.
She turned 16 in August.
Clint?
The beginning of September.
I see. Her mother would probably have to press charges.
That's right. Usually the parents that push these issues.
And I'm guessing her mom was pregnant with her when she was 14, so she's not going to be likely.
No doubt.
How old's her mom, 28?
She's 35, 36.
Oh, yeah, but she's the youngest.
Oh, yeah. How many brothers?
She has a 49-year-old brother.
How old is her oldest sibling, your girlfriend?
She's the only child.
Okay.
Really? Man, she's a whopping 35? A ripe old age of 20 when she was pregnant? Oh, well, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's going to be 16, so she could have been 18. There you go. It's making a little more sense. Hey, Clint?
Yes, sir.
Why'd you get that 15-year-old pregnant, you goofball?
I don't know, huh?
Okay, but you listen. You're not a good thinker, so I'm going to do the thinking for the both of us, all right?
Okay.
All right. A, you cannot get her pregnant again or anyone else pregnant again for a long time, all right?
That's right.
You've got to start using protection. You understand?
Okay. Yes, sir.
B, you got to figure out what you're going to do with this pregnancy. She wants to keep it.
Yeah, we've got to.
You'd like to, too.
Yeah.
So you're going to marry her?
Well,
yeah.
That's not getting tasty.
I always said yes.
Really?
Huh?
So you're going to get married and that'll be it, huh?
I guess so. I mean, you know, I really love her, you know.
All right, fine. All right, don't get her pregnant for a little while and get that truck driver's license and, you know, carve out a niche for yourself. What do you do, Clint?
I just started a job at a warehouse. It was about 20 miles from me going to school at night.
You're going to school?
Yeah, I start school in August.
That means
trying to get your GED?
No, I'm going to college. I graduated last year.
I see. All right.
Well, you may not be able to go to college if you're raising a child.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
All right, Clint. You sound fairly noble for a guy who bangs minors. All right? All right. Take care of your kid, though. Do you hear me?
I appreciate it.
Don't ever throw any tobacco at him.
Oh, I don't even smoke.
Okay. No, I meant dip.
I don't do that either.
Okay. Good man, Clint. You take care of her.
Boy.
All right. Well, listen. We always frown on these kinds of relationships, and we should, but... Who cares?
Nothing.
I don't have time for everybody.
Well, look. Okay, let's take a second and comment about
that. He wants to marry her.
Yeah.
She's going to be 16 in a short year and a half.
Yeah. He wants to make a go of this.
He wants to make a go of it. He's got himself a nice job guarding a warehouse.
But isn't that sort of chilling to hear someone say, well, I guess we'll get married. I guess you'll get married.
Oh,
I guess I'll get in the ring with Mike Tyson. I guess.
I mean, you have no idea. They're like, oh, we'll have a kid. Maybe we'll have two kids.
Uh-huh.
What about marriage?
Oh, no.
That's commitment.
Yeah, but that's a huge commitment. I mean, right?
Yeah, but the kids. How about that?
I believe me, I'm with you, but I'm just saying, if someone says, maybe I will, maybe I won't get married, marriage isn't that sort of turf. It really requires...
No. But if you want to screw that up, that's your business. To me, if you want to screw a kid up, it's sort of everyone's business.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes a village. Christian?
Hey.
You're 24.
Yeah, that last call just made me realize I am insane.
Uh-huh.
In an insane world.
Why's that?
Okay.
What happened?
People are nuts, man. Okay. I had a grand mal seizure about a year ago. I was actually driving home from work and a cop pulled me over. The only time I've been happy to be pulled over by a cop. And as I gave him my license, I went into a grand mal seizure and I ended up in the hospital.
What is that?
A grand mal seizure is when you're out, you're going into a convulsion.
Is that drug induced?
What's it called, Drew?
A seizure. Why did you have
it? Why should you keep calling it a grand
mal? Generalized seizure is a better way to say it.
A grand mal seizure
Christian.
Is different than a petty mal or a
Christian. It's more accurate to call it a generalized seizure.
Okay, generalized seizure.
But why? What was going on? Where did that come from? Why do you have seizure?
You know, I don't know. I was thinking about that. I wonder if I kind of, like, I was just so stressed out.
Did you see a neurologist?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Stanford University and doing all this stuff.
And what do they think this is caused by?
Every single doctor gives me a different diagnosis, and wouldn't you believe that when I find out what their specialty is, that's what they gave me?
It's called the hammer nail theory. When you're a hammer, the whole world's a nail.
It's ridiculous. But my question is, they put me on Dilantin, Tegretol, Depakote, and Effexor.
All at once?
Depression stuff. Yes.
You're on all of those now.
No, I just weaned myself off of it.
All right, hold on. As difficult as it is, I have to wean myself off of you for just a few minutes, all right, Christian?
Oh.
Hold on.
We're going to take a break. Don't worry.
I thought you were putting me to the bin or something.
No. You'll go into the trough later on, but I'm not done. I'm not done raping you, all right?
Thank you. Okay.
All right. As soon as you're sufficiently worked over, then we'll discard you. All right, hang on.
Our same color in an insane world.
She may have that juxtaposed just a little bit. Yeah.
Mm.
She is nutty as the day is long. I can hear it in her voice. Boy, the hairs on the back of my ass.
What causes a seizure like that?
We'll talk about it.
We'll take a break. Daryl Hamness here from Saturday Night Live, and we'll get to the Nutty Christian after this.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Honey, I took a first response pregnancy test. Jenny's getting a brother or sister.
Great, but you're only a day late.
It works that soon. First response. So advanced, it can be used as soon as the first day of your missed period. No at-home test works sooner, and it's over 99% accurate in lab tests. Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Jenny, you're going to have a baby to play with. Where is it?
Growing in mommy's tummy.
Better get it out now.
Why?
There's no room in there.
First response. Nobody tells you sooner.
I'm talking to a real-life Geico Auto Insurance customer, Jackie Gelman. Jackie, you filed a claim with Geico. How fast was it handled?
It was fast.
As fast as a cheetah chasing a frightened antelope on the African plains, Jackie?
Well, it was fast.
Voila! Claims handled as fast as a cheetah at dinner time, give or take a few antelope. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
For over 20 years, Sonic Youth has been melding punk and pop, redefining the ever-changing sound of indie rock along the way. Stereo Lab, a UK underground favorite, is known for its blend of international retro pop and futuristic jazz. On Friday, June 9th, these two bands come together in an unforgettable outdoor concert in the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden. This special Walker After Hours features the latest tunes from Sonic Youth's new release, NYC Ghosts and Flowers, and Stereo Lab's brand new EP, Last of the Microbe Hunters. Advance tickets are $18, $9 for Walker members, $20 and $10 day of the show. For tickets, call the Walker Art Center at 612-375-7622 or order online at www.walkerart.org/tickets. Tickets also available at Electric Fetus and Let It Be Records. Walker After Hours is sponsored by Dayton's Project Imagine. Media sponsorship provided by Zone 105 and Star Tribune Online, free time.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Summer is coming. And soon, it will be hot. But right now, it's scorching. Yes, scorching. As in scorching car audio from Audio King. It's rocking the summertime, and that means it's time to load up your car with audio gear that's sweeter than a face full of watermelon. Soon enough, your car will be screaming and peeling up pavement like a 14-man construction crew. Yes, the scorching rock into summer event is going on now at Audio King. Right now, get lucky and win a brand new PT Cruiser featuring a complete Panasonic system. Marvel at a Kenwood in-dash CD player featuring the new mass technology for only $199.95 installed free. You save $130. Electrify with select Rockford 5-gig power amps, now just $59, save $40. Watch how your car makes those mirage-looking wavy lines because it's rocking so hard. Now that's scorching car audio. More cool stuff in one place than you've ever seen. Rock in the summer happens once a year. Don't miss it.
Hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
Here you go, guys.
Thank you.
Man, what is wrong with you?
I screwed up.
Girlfriend?
She's really steamed.
Okay, just tell us what happened. We'll tell you what to do.
Well, I worked late all week.
Miller Lite will take care of that.
Really?
Trust me.
But I also went golfing all weekend. Then I tracked mud all through her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot her birthday.
An ice cold Miller Lite.
Then, when she asked me if I thought she was getting fat...
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I told her not as much as her mother.
Oh, not good. That's two Miller Lites.
So, you're saying Miller Lite will get me out of the doghouse with my girlfriend?
No, sweetie, you don't have a girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, the beer's for us when we all get together to watch the game.
For a great taste that's less filling, grab a Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
What about a keg of Miller Lite? Does the keg say I'm sorry?
Nope. It says we're throwing a party after the game. Miller Lite, Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Please think when you drink.
When I was sure my family was okay, I went out looking for my customers to see if they needed help.
On a Sunday in January, a tornado hit Jackson, Tennessee. Bill Page, an Allstate agent, was there.
You can always buy insurance. Everywhere you turn, there's someone who'll tell you how easy it is to save a dollar. But what happens when the sky starts falling and you need help? People who buy insurance without an agent, for instance, who goes out looking for them?
Some kind of insurance is always available, some just over the phone. Bill Page is available face-to-face. His office is open weekdays till 6, Saturdays till 1. And Bill's office can discuss your policy and start your claim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company in Northbrook, Illinois. And like Bill Page, most of our agents' offices are ready for your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. That is Daryl Hammond in the background. You can find him on Saturday Night Live and this week at the La Brea Improv.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday through Sunday. Do you do one show a night or two shows a night?
I do two Friday and two Saturday.
And the other times it's one.
I see.
Yeah.
And how long a set do you do?
45 to an hour.
Oh, man, that's a lot of talking.
That's a lot of talking.
Yeah. And and I guess you pack them in now because it's as seen on Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah, SNL's got it's quite a calling card.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's strange, though, and I'm not trying to take any wind out of your sail, but it can mean so much for some people and so little for others.
Mm.
I mean, there's examples of people who are on Saturday Night Live who have, you know, catapulted to the stratosphere of stardom,
mm-hmm.
and then there's people who you don't even remember were on for four seasons.
Yeah, like who? Don't remember.
Well, no, seriously, I'm having difficulty remembering their name, but I'll give you an example. I'd have to have the cast in front of me, but about six, seven, maybe eight seasons ago, there was a blonde-haired woman who did Marcia Brady, or she did Jan Brady, was her big character, and I can't think of her name right now. She didn't. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you watch it. She had a little bit of a double chin, and she would do Jan, and it was Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. But so she was always doing the Jan Brady character. Yeah, she's great at it.
Funny.
But the point is she's doing. You know, she's down at 99 Seat Theaters down on La Brea now.
Is she for real?
The point is she didn't parlay it into a million-dollar career. And what about, I don't know, Jan Hooks or, not Jan Hooks, but...
Jan Hooks works all the time, though.
Who is it, who went nuts when Dice Clay was going to come on? Remember that big controversy?
Oh,
Dice Clay was going to come on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. It was about...
Someone boycotted.
Eight or 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And there's a dark-haired, sort of attractive woman who was on the show who said, I will not do that show if Dice is going to guest host.
Mm-hmm.
And she sat out, and he did. And it was a big controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't heard from her too much over the last 10 years. And I don't know why you guys are calling me out on this.
I'm curious.
The list is long.
Is that right? Interesting.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee. I mean, it works out real well for a lot of people, but for others, they seem to be able to just move on and fade back into wherever they were.
Well, I mean, as an example...
That's not going to happen to Daryl Hammond.
Oh, it could easily happen to me,
it's
but...
It's probably going to happen to Daryl Hammond.
I'm sensing that it's on its way.
By tomorrow, it will have...
I'm done. I'm finished. That's it, bro.
As an example...
I'll be back to the Hollow whence I came.
Huh? As an example...
Well, I mean, I can do... Because I've done voices on the show, it seems to me that I might be welcome at an audition. I might be able to get great auditions or auditions I couldn't get before. I don't say that it's made for me, but I mean, like, I'm trying to prepare for when I'm not there anymore, but I just don't know when that's going to be. Like, I'm taking acting now.
But they're not, like I was saying earlier, the role that you fill on that show,
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't see them. I mean, I think you'll leave the show when you're ready to leave the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't see them cutting you because it's such a vital role that you play.
I hope you're right.
Oh, I absolutely am. Christian?
Yeah.
All right, so you're 24.
Same thing happens to comics on late-night radio stations. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you know me. Nothing but a downward spiral since I got into this business.
I'm on it, too, baby. I'm on it, too.
Yeah.
Are you a comic, Christian?
I have two TV shows.
No, but my life is one big effing joke.
Is that right?
What's with the seizure?
What's up with you, baby?
I don't know, but, okay, so I'm on all these medications, right? I feel like I'm in a coma for a year. I finally tell my doctors, look, I cannot stay on this. They won't give me any other alternatives. So under doctor supervision, I wean myself out of it for 3 months, and now I don't take anything but this drug called Seroquel that I just take sometimes at night when I can't get to sleep.
Now, Christian, these are all powerful psychiatric medications.
Well, Seroquel is, but the...
Well, so the effects are in the Depakote and all that.
Right.
It was because I was depressed because, I don't know, I just had this...
Christian?
Yeah?
What got you going down the nutty road in the first place?
You don't have that long of a show.
I mean, who did what to you? Something bad, right?
I have a topic after this.
Well, okay. Well, that's even all... It's not even pertinent to my question.
Well, I'm curious. Satisfy that for me, please. What happened?
Good.
Dad?
No.
Huh?
I was abducted in broad daylight.
And what happened?
There's a punchline.
Well, I know, sick, huh? That's when I was like 14.
And what'd they do to you?
Well, he just picked the wrong person to mess with because it's just like, for me, I don't want to live. I can't live after somebody rapes me. It's like, why don't they just take a big old dump on me? I said, so you're going to have to kill me first, you know, and that's what he tried to do.
So he abducted you. Who was this person?
Was he a name abductor? Did he have a rep?
I don't know.
You weren't familiar with this guy?
Wasn't no.
Mom's boyfriend?
How'd you get away?
No. Yeah, he got arrested, and I went through the whole court thing. I was on the stand for 4 hours, and the guy got off still.
Oh, my God. How'd you get away?
Nice, huh? I didn't, actually. He was like, he practically bludgeoned me to death.
And why'd he get off, then?
Some kind of technical. I don't even know. That was like so long ago.
I see. But he raped you and tried to and bludgeoned you?
No, he abducted her.
Well, did he rape you?
I don't think so.
You're insane.
Well, you'd know, though, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. My whole body hurts, so I don't know. I mean, I have, bruises
from
the head of my head to the tip of my toe.
Right.
So since then, yeah, it's true. I've been a little
viable. And before that, nothing?
No, I'm just typical garden variety manic depressive, nothing major.
Yeah, Christian, you're on medicine for bipolar, for manic depression.
Right.
Okay.
So my question is about the medications. Like, for the last year, sex has been not even on my agenda, not
good.
Interested.
Fine.
So, but now, okay, this past, 3 months now, I've been off of everything for about a month, except for the Seroquel that I only take,
You're getting manic, Christian. I mean, you're hypomanic right now. Your speech is pressured. You're laughing.
I'm on the radio. God, I'm a little nervous.
Listen, I'm on the radio. It's like I'm on a Quaalude and just a NyQuil. Are you kidding me? Don't use the radio as an excuse. I'll sleep any moment now.
You're thinking a little tangential. You laugh at stuff that's not funny. That's all hypomania. And I bet you're getting hypersexual, too. That is mania, Christian. And be careful. This will really, the roof's going to blow off here soon.
Oh, baby. You don't have any kids, do you?
Hell no.
Oh, good.
First person in my family not to have a kid by 16. Grandma owes me a lot of money by now.
What is hypermania?
Hypomania.
Hypomania?
It's near manic, and she's heading towards mania.
All right. She needs to, stay on her meds?
She needs to get back on the Depakote, take some Seroquel tonight, and really talk to your doctors about this, because the biology is beginning to take off again.
All right. Let's just check in real quick before we go to break with Amanda, who's 17, masturbates a lot, and seeks attention from 40-year-olds. Is that true?
Hello?
That's fantastic. What kind of attention do you seek from 40-year-olds?
Any kind I can get.
Do you have contact with them?
Yeah.
You do? Do you have sex with 40-year-olds?
Yeah.
Game on. Well, I'm 36. Is that too young?
No, I want you.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to go masturbate during the commercial break so I can sort of approach this from a more sensical standpoint.
Do you mind if I join you?
Yeah.
Dispassionate point of view.
Daryl and I are going to do that. We wouldn't want our decision-making tainted by seeing it. We'll be right back after this with Amanda.
Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on Zone 105.
What does it mean to be cup crazy?
Oh, up behind the net. Back heads into the crease. Then we got score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2 and every weekend on ABC.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on 2 unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Cold Front with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. 2 CDs, 24 non-stop hits. The Best of Club Mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Summer. Just hearing the word makes you want to jump up and dash for a party. Well, here's some news that ought to satisfy that urge. It's time to bust into summer with Monty's Summer Jam 2000 Outdoors. Clear your calendar for the first weekend in June and meet your friends at Monty's, a half mile south of Northtown on University, for 2 nights of live music and partying. Monty's Summer Jam 2000 starts Friday afternoon at 4 with the band City Nights and Haskells, and then it's GB Layton.
Saturday, June 3rd, it gets even louder with Novocaine Song and the official band from the 2000X Games, Sons of Poseidon. And to bring the party home Saturday night, it's none other than Slave Raider. Monty's Summer Jam 2000 is a go, rain or shine. And tickets are $8 in advance, 10 the day of, and two-day passes are available for 15 bucks through Ticketmaster or Monty's. And so no one goes thirsty, Monty's will have 6 bars serving outside. Of course, make sure you head inside and check out their extensive remodeling. Monty's Summer Jam 2000 Outdoors, June 2nd and 3rd. Call for info, 612-784-2230. That's
784-2230. Hi, this is Byron from Judd Roughneck for Corona Beer.
I always knew that you would like it. I always knew that it was a thing to do. Over the head the way you make it. If it's hot, it will make you move. You like it? You like it? Huh? You like it? You like it? Huh? You wanna play in another room one? That's the room one. We don't need a shotgun. You like it? You like it?
Make your own waves with Corona and Corona Light, imported by Martin Virgil.
Musicians, we've got too much gear and a ton of red pens. We've just landed a truckload of special buys from Roland, Yamaha, Fender, Castan, Pearl, and more. So the red pens are flying. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Guitar Center is slashing prices throughout the store during our Red Pen Sale. Check out Squire Stratocasters from Fender, slashed to only $129. 10 sets of Ernie Ball strings, just $29. That's 50% off. Drummers, we've got boom cymbal stands, 16-inch chimes, or Zildjian crash cymbals. Your choice, only $35. Remember, every red flash means big savings on premium gear. Get a Roland keyboard or drum machine. Your choice, just $199. JB 1080s, slashed to only $7.99. And who says you can't get anything for under $1? TDK recordable CDs with jewel case, only 99 cents. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's Guitar Center's Red Pen Sale. And every red flash means monster savings. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN.
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail prices at wholesale gold and diamond distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or pear-shaped. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then, put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands. White gold, yellow gold, or platinum. The choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Diamond earrings? You want just one? No problem. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamond today. 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
Wholesale Gold and Diamond. All of your dreams can come true.
I wonder if these shoes really match my dress.
Is my hair up right? Or is it a mess?
Will my jokes get a laugh, or will fate be cruel?
One thing I know, my breath is cool.
Surf's powerful mints are more than just a powerful mint taste. They've got rest. Your breath feels powerfully clean, powerfully fresh.
Come on!
Then when I put myself together, I put aside the doubt.
Look out, world. I'm stepping out.
Surf's powerful mints in the sleep pack. Be certain with Surf.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Dude, you guys are going to go back in time.
Yeah!
You are going to have the most excellent adventures you can.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Matchbox 20 will be in here next week. Be good to see those guys again. That'll be Sunday night.
When's the last time we saw them?
It's been a couple years. Oh. Yeah. Daryl Hammond is our guest tonight. You know him from Saturday Night Live. Also, if you're anywhere in the area, you can go out to the La Brea Improv and see him tomorrow night. Or Friday night, or Saturday night, or Sunday night. He'll be there all weekend. And Daryl...
La Brea Improv?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in La Brea. It's in the city of... oh, wait a minute. Wait, it's La Brea. Sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you, Drew. That was quite a faux pas. No, you're right. I'm thinking of the street. Yeah. It's definitely the city. It's in the city of Brea. Okay. And then are you out here to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You go back. You live in New York?
Uh-huh.
And you'll go back?
I'll go back to New York for a few days. Well, basically, I have to write some new jokes for the fall for the talk shows. You know, I've done so many talk shows, I don't have any more jokes.
Yeah.
And so I got to write some more jokes. So the best way to do that is to play a good club.
Right, and get some material.
Yeah.
And most of your stuff's pretty clean, right?
Very clean. I don't know why it is. I'm embarrassed to get... too profane.
Yeah, me too. When I'm not jacking off, I'm writing.
You tell me I'm not a good setup, man.
PG type comedy.
Yeah.
Amanda?
Yes.
You're 17.
Yes, first, can I say hi to Daryl?
Hi. Oh, hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. I love you.
thank you very much. What's going on?
Nothing.
You want my buddy Adam, is that it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm 36 now, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in your wheelhouse.
And you're 17, Amanda?
Yes, I am.
What do you see in Adam? And you've had sex with men in their 40s?
Yeah.
How many men?
I've only had, like, in their 40s, I've only had, like, two partners.
And how about in the 30s?
Like, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, boy. Where's Daddy?
Which one?
Your dad.
The original dad. Biological dad.
I don't know.
Never met him?
No, well, when I was little.
Right. So he sort of abandoned the family?
Well, kind of.
Well, what did he do?
Well,
He sexually abused. Yeah, sexually abused Amanda that was kicked out.
Did he sexually abuse you?
Not that I know of, no. He abused my mom, and so my mom took off.
I see. So she fled. And then what about stepdad or boyfriends?
My stepdad?
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's an okay guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, never did anything to you?
Not physically or sexually, just verbally.
Yeah, so he's just a little verbally abusive.
Yeah.
But overall, a good guy.
Yeah.
Except for the verbal abuse.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Isn't it possible is it possible that a person could have memories so actually totally repressed about some sexual trauma?
Yeah, yeah. But we, in this program anyway, we find that people that have been sex abused tend to remember.
Right.
Idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is definitely more a search for daddy than it necessarily is some sexual abuse that you're acting out on.
Well, it's kind of like my stepdad now. He's awesome, you know. I mean, I call him my dad.
Right.
We don't have, like, a real father-daughter relationship.
I know. But
what does that mean?
Why do you call him dad, then? And why is he awesome?
He's taken over, you know. I mean, he adopted my brother and I.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, so he's not the world's worst guy, but he doesn't sound like a saint either.
No, he's had his ups and downs.
I'm sure. Does he do a little drinking?
He used to be, him and my mom used to be alcoholics.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, so Amanda, your mom was an alcoholic. Your original dad was probably an alcoholic.
Yeah, he was.
He beat up on your mom or did some bad things to your mom, then he abandoned you, and now everyone's daddy.
Amanda's an addict, too.
Yeah, what are you into, Amanda?
What do you mean?
What drugs?
Not that much anymore.
What were you into?
Just pot, alcohol, some coke. I did a little bit of heroin.
I see. So just pot, heroin, alcohol, coke? You remember?
Yeah.
Basically, the big four is what you're saying, right?
Which is not much.
Right. And Drew, how dare you make that allegation? Do you have anything to substantiate that? You hear this for a girl?
I'm sorry, Adam. I don't want to be like the rest of your callers.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You do a sprinkling of pot, marijuana, alcohol, and coke, and all of a sudden you're labeled a drug addict.
Yeah.
How dare you?
This is I think, an interesting manifestation for addiction. I think that the older males are going to give her what she needs, the drugs and you know, the place to do the drugs, and she just sort of plays the patsy and gets surreptitiously her disease sort of massaged.
That's powerful.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on here.
And it's like, I don't know, like, I masturbate a lot, too.
Yeah, that's all part of your addictive disease, Amanda. I suspect you were sort of probably sexualized at a young age. That's what sort of made you hypersexual. But the process of this progressivity and the preoccupation and the sort of consequences that are mounting from your behaviors is really part of an addictive process.
All right, so what should she do?
Do you understand that you're an addict?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so what should she do?
Well, Amanda should get a therapist. I don't think she's ready for recovery.
I have one.
Yeah. Is she dealing with your addiction?
I'm afraid to talk to anybody about it because I don't want to be labeled like a slut or anything.
Well, you're not like you're an addict. And about 85, depending on what literature you look at, what science you read, about 85% of addicts, alcoholics, are sex addicts.
And you're an addict trapped inside a slut's body, basically what you're saying. Which is fine.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, you're not a true slut. You're just trapped inside one.
And these choices are going to have consequences. You're sort of acting something out that you need to explore with your therapist, and you need to get in some kind of recovery process going here. And working with your therapist, helping you come to grips with what's going on, will increase the probability that you can go down the right path.
You get honest with your therapist, like I do.
Oh, yeah. Have you talked to him yet?
Yeah, I was in there Tuesday.
Did you talk about your master?
Well, he talked mainly about the Lakers.
Did you talk about your
Shaq's inability to convert, you know, when they fouled him.
And Kobe. Kobe was the problem.
Kobe had a rough night, and that was something. And we spent about the first 45 minutes on the Lakers, the playoff chances.
And your masturbation habits?
We didn't touch on that. Oh. I told you, Drew, if I am scared if I talk too much about masturbation, I'll begin masturbating. It's no one would want to see that.
Mm.
William?
That's true.
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
First, I'd like to say hi to Daryl.
Hey, Liam, what's up?
Not much. I want to tell you that I absolutely love your work.
Thank you.
On Saturday Night Live.
Thank you.
Crack me up every time.
Thank you.
And to Adam, that one lady on SNL that you were trying to think of, I think her name was Melanie Hutzel.
She was Melanie, was it Hutzel?
Something like that.
She was Jan Brady.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she also had that really annoying skit with, like, the Delta, 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 can I help you, help you, help you, something like that.
She was like a sorority girl?
Right.
Yeah. All right. But now we can't think of the name of the chick who took off when Dice Clay came on.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
That's our next piece of trivia.
Mm.
All right. Well, anyway, Liam, what's your question?
Okay, my question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
The first part of the question is, what is the success rate or the failure rate, as it were, for using the withdrawal method?
Statistically, I'm not sure anybody has looked at what the probability of conception is that way, but it's considered not contraception.
I'm sorry?
It's not considered a form of contraception.
Right.
All right.
And is that due primarily to the fact that the pre-fluid is high in sperm?
Well, even that's debatable. If you look at, it's interesting, there's a... One of our staff members, DrDrew.com, wrote an article about getting pregnant twice in college. It was her first sexual encounter. Guy withdrew well before ejaculation. She didn't believe she could get pregnant the first time. There's that wives' tale out there.
Right.
She got pregnant.
Yeah.
Went out second time, same thing. Guy withdrew, got pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Twice, two for two. And the point being that it can happen very easily, and there's debate about whether or not it's actually an issue of concentration of sperm or not, or how much volume is leaked. But
well, what about the pre-cum, as they call it? Is that a high concentration of sperm?
Some people believe it is.
What do you mean, some people believe?
Well,
I think they look into that.
It's probably not in all people that way.
Yeah. And
your plumbing is tight, right?
I have a gasket on there that is made out of Kevlar. It really is. I don't even have a gasket. I have an O-ring around my nuts, and nothing leaks through.
Yeah.
And I'm not a dribbler.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are. And it's like certain dogs mm-hmm. do that. Certain dogs don't. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Liam?
Yeah.
All right. You may be a dribbler, though, right?
Well, there's the second part to my question.
Okay. Yeah.
Would doing something like taking a small amount of Vaseline and sealing off the entrance to the urethra be effective in preventing the pre-fluid from escaping?
Yes, that would be a very effective technique. It's outlined in detail on the drdrew.com.
I made an image. Do you remember those air guns when you were a kid?
Yeah.
You take them, put in the dirt, take them in the dirt. And
right.
Fire them. Yeah. He takes pants.
Well, I mean, assuming that the guy was able
to... Yeah, Liam, tar would be more effective, to tell
cement.
The truth.
Cement.
Same place. Cement. Cement dries hard, it would chip out.
I see.
I think a tar or a epoxy like... I'll tell you what would work. Silicone caulking, the stuff you put around your bathtub tile. That'd stay in there. And if you use one of those caulking guns, you could probably get it halfway down the urethra. You know what I mean?
And lay it out there.
Yeah, so it's like before any semen came out, a nice big log of silicone would come flying out.
All right,
Liam. Liam.
Yeah.
You can't get the girlfriend on the pill, or you can't get a condom?
No, this is just a hypothetical question.
I understand.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's not going to work.
You
have gum in your penis. Gum in the penis. How about that? That was another one of my great ideas. Angel?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. I have a question. I've been dating this guy for, almost a year. And we started having sex, really soon after we started going out, you know. And we've had sex for, almost every time we've seen each other.
How old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
18.
How often do you see each other?
At least once a week,
okay.
You know.
Right.
But, my question is, the times that we don't have sex, I feel like, really let down, and just it puts me into a depression, and I'm just in a bad mood for a long time, and I don't know if it's an addiction or an emotional thing or.
It's an emotional thing. That would not qualify as addiction, okay?
Yeah. Are you using protection, or is it just
And to try to tease out what's biological about that and what's psychological, very difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of normal. To be let down and be affected by sort of a detachment, a rupture of your intimacy. Although this whole thing has got to be sort of overwhelming to manage at your age. A little bit much.
He's 18, huh?
Yeah.
Is he out of high school?
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be out of high school?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't kicked out of high school?
Nope.
And what's he doing? Going to junior college?
He doesn't know what he wants to do with his life yet.
Working at Buffalo Shop.
Where does he work?
A grocery store.
I see. And you met him when you were 14?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. You don't have any problems with that, huh?
No, I met him when I was 13, sorry.
Oh, I see. All right, well, that's now it's totally different ballgame. I thought you were 14.
Uh-huh.
That's different. 13's fine.
Okay.
In the Jewish religion, that's when you become a woman. Okay?
Okay.
Except for the beard on the Jewish women doesn't come in until their early 20s, so there's some confusion there. Hey, Angel?
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant.
I won't.
And is Daddy around?
Mm-hmm.
He is?
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah.
All right. Why do you humiliate him this way?
Take that morning after pill, keep it in your medicine cabinet.
Hey, I'm on oral contraception.
There you go. Angel.
No, but I don't know what to do, though, you know, because it puts me in such a mood. And, is there anything that I can do, vitamins or something?
No. Does he know you feel that way?
Yeah, it's just, I think it might bother him because, every time I see him, you know, I want to have sex. And
yeah. What's up with you? Anything up with you?
Like what?
You know, anyone abuse you?
No. Uh-uh.
Huh? And again, reenactment. Adam, anybody abuse you?
No.
Well. Anything, really? Your dad an alcoholic?
Mm-mm.
He ever hit you?
No.
Wow.
Ooh.
Hey, listen, did your dad ever hit you?
No.
Well, what's up? Why are you answering that way?
Because I'm thinking and then I'm saying...
I see. All right, Angel.
Man.
Listen, this is your issue. I don't know. There's no easy answer to it.
Okay.
But it's definitely yours. and I don't like this guy.
Okay.
Do you like him?
I love him.
All right. Well, don't get pregnant, please.
Okay.
All right. Mental note, don't name daughter Angel. Every girl who calls in this show named Angel is 14 and getting it on with a guy who's out of high school.
And under community supervision.
Yeah, yeah, that is bad news. Oops, hold on a second. Danny?
Yes, sir?
You're 23, what's up?
Well, I have this girlfriend, this ex-girlfriend is coming in from out of state. And she seems to have something called genital warts. Yeah, I know it's bad. And
not bad. It's common.
Well, yeah, I know. But it's bad if you don't have it and you want to have sex with that person.
Can you cross state lines with warts, Drew?
Of course not.
It's not like backyard fruit, is it? You know what I'm saying?
Because the tariff is a duty.
You get stopped at the
border. It's duty-free, certainly.
It could be called pubic fruit, couldn't it?
Danny, what's your question?
Well, I just want to know if I could have anal sex with her. I know Adam likes the anal sex questions.
Yeah, I do enjoy those.
You're putting a condom on for that, I hope, anyway. So
definitely.
Why not put a condom on and have genital intercourse?
Well, I know that her gynecologist told her that condoms won't protect against genital warts.
Not 100%.
Yeah.
But they're certainly going to help.
Yeah. From what she said, it's too easy to get them if I'm wearing a condom and then we have vaginal sex. Let's be honest. I'm a man, and she's got a vagina, so she automatically hates me. So I'm not sure I'm gonna get sex anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm.
Well, you sound like a delight, Danny. I'd be surprised if she didn't give you sex.
Yeah, no, aren't I a sweet talker?
I'm finding myself becoming more and more attracted to you as the minutes wear on.
Well, you know, I have been into the prison thing.
The what?
The prison sex.
What's that?
I'm just kidding. Right.
Hey, Danny, how'd you meet this girl?
Oh, we met in high school years back.
I see. And what town does she live in?
Austin.
And where do you live?
I live here in L.A.
And she's coming. Why can't you find a chick in L.A.?
Because she's a very close personal friend. We've been like best friends for years.
I see.
And we dated off and on.
Well, that answered my question.
Yeah.
Why can't you find a girl in L.A.?
I'm sorry. Because girls find me physically repulsive, and I'm a Star Trek fan.
Oh, I did get that in his voice. And is that... by the way, those of you who... let me explain certain things to certain guys out there and gals, but mainly the guys. There's certain things you enjoy, certain things that you're proud of, certain things you like to talk about. Understand you're drying up the vagina of the person you're talking to when you're telling them that. Keep it to yourself. Like, you could be insane about Star Trek. It could be your life. Mm. Still should not be shared with your mate. There's nothing a chick hates more than that. And I'm curious why they find him physically repulsive. Danny?
Yes, sir?
Do they find you physically repulsive?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that because of the pointed ears?
No, actually, I think it's just because of the uniform that I wear. It's got three sizes too small. I bought it when I was 13.
What is that?
Star Trek.
Star Trek, I see. And you don't actually wear that around, though, do you?
Sometimes I do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a restaurant manager.
I see. Which one?
I can't say.
I see. All right. Does it have a salad bar?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it is full service. I mean, it's a nice restaurant.
That's a good sign. All right, Danny, really, is there anything wrong with you? Other than the obvious, I mean, physically?
Other than my comic book fascination and my...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Dungeons and Dragons?
No, I never got into the Dungeons and Dragons thing. It requires too much... too much mental gymnastics.
I see, yeah. Right. Seriously, it's scary, Danny, but you got the worst of all combinations, which is Star Trek geek, low IQ. It's a rare combination.
Small penis also.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That is horrible. All right, Danny, enjoy yourself. Put the condom on and have fun in the back door there, all right?
Nice.
All right. Yeah. It must be great, though, to be Danny, because he is really... He's going to enjoy this sex at 23 like you enjoyed it at 16. You get that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
This is not old hat to him at all.
No.
She comes in through that front door. She's going to look like a giant turkey leg to those cartoon characters that get trapped on the island.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hot dog or hamburger?
Yeah. Sure. Like a walking hot dog, man. Steven?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're 13. What's up?
Yeah. I just want to say, hey, what's up to Gerald Hammond?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
on that much, man. And I love you on Saturday Night Live, dude. You do an awesome job playing Bill Clinton. I think that is just hilarious.
Thank you a lot. Thank you so much.
And I was,
show was on 12 years before Stephen was born.
And I was
yeah.
I was wondering if the cast of Loveline or Saturday Night Live can send me like an autograph if I give them my address. Then.
No.
No
way. No.
No.
It really, really. Daryl, do you have any pictures, headshots you send out?
No. I mean, I. No.
Not on you.
I don't have any, but. Seems like it's a possibility.
Hey, Stephen.
Yeah.
If you send some kind of like a self-addressed stamp envelope into us, I think we can send you a picture.
All right.
All right.
And if you want one from me, mail it to Rockefeller Center, 30 Rockefeller Center, 10019, care of NBC.
And you'll get it?
Probably, yeah.
You get a fair amount of fan mail and that kind of thing?
A fair amount, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's our fan mail, Drew?
You had fan emails on Small. Where's that one from yesterday?
Well,
did you read that one yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I wouldn't exactly call that fan mail.
Oh, okay.
Or a sort of deranged psychopath on the war.
No, that's what you get.
Melissa?
Yes?
You're 17?
Oh, yeah, hi.
You love your boyfriend, but you're afraid of him?
Yeah.
And you don't want to get intimate with him?
Right.
All right, hold on a second.
All right.
That sounds a little boring.
Okay.
Girlfriend asked him to hit her during a sex prom. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. This could be something. John?
Yes?
Your girlfriend asked you to... all right. So, Melissa's been on hold for 80 minutes. We'll get to you, Melissa. Just hold on a second. We got a show to do here. John?
Yes?
Your girlfriend asked you to hit her?
Yeah. See, that's like a little problem for me, like every night. We have sex a lot, and it's kind of getting old. But, I mean, we have sex, and she asked me... Like, before we even did anything else, she just asked me to, like, slap her and just rough her up.
All right. Wait, I'm not interested in that either.
How sad that is. They're 20 years old. They're sexual. I'm bored of it.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Jillian?
Yeah?
You know the actress that didn't go on Saturday Night Live the night, the cast member, the night Andrew Dice Clay came on?
That's right. Her name was Nora Dunn.
Nora.
That's right. Or did I say Nora Dunn? I said Jan Hooks.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Nora Dunn.
Okay.
Another Saturday Night Live alumni who has drifted into obscurity. That will not be the direction Daryl Hammond goes.
I can't remember a single skit she was in, but I remember that she didn't show up on the show because she didn't like Dice Clay.
Right. Well, it turned out to be a good move because we're talking about her 10 years later.
Here you go.
All right, thank you, Jillian.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on. We got to take ourselves a break. When we come back, do you want to get to John?
Melissa.
We'll get to Melissa? All right, we'll get to Melissa, then John, after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-111-1. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Who's the best bartender in town? Me, Shelly. Join me Friday night from 9 to 10 at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club in Fridley. I'll be pouring your favorite liquid refreshments and serving up super drink specials at Spiker's. And you thought all I did was play the best music in the Twin Cities. On Fridays, you can score great prizes. Plus, listen to my own mix of alternative classics all night. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club has the best late night happy hour from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday, with drink specials and half-off appetizers. Email, fax, or send a postcard for a chance to win $50 worth of Spiker's Bucks. Then you can spend them with me on Friday night from 9 to 10. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, just 3 miles north of 694 on Central Avenue at Osborne Road. Soccer fans, Spiker's is the official Minnesota Thunder party place. Join the Thunder players after all home games. I'd love to pour you a drink Friday night between 9 and 10. Ask for me, Shelly, at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, Fridley. For directions and more information, call 763-780-1000 or check out this station's website.
Now, would you like to take a trip to the country and ride a Ferris wheel? Or ride a pretty pony with a nice cold rolling rock?
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Rolling Rock Town Fair, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Saturday, August 5th. Starring the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Our Lady now. For tickets and info, including discounted travel, go to RollingRockTownFair.com or call 1-877-9-LATROBE. That's 1-877-9-LATROBE. The Rolling Rock Town Fair. Music, beer, and all the farm animals you can pet. From Rolling Rock, a unique state of beer. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Yamaha Watercraft and Mondes Motorsports in Hudson are giving you an opportunity to win a free GP1200R now until June 25th. The GP1200R has a 155-horsepower engine and lightweight deck that performs like a champion race boat. Maybe that's because it is a champion race boat. Right now, when you stop by Mondes Motorsports in Hudson, you can enter to win the free GP1200R. That's right, free. Mondes Motorsports has the complete line of Yamaha personal watercraft, motorcycles, ATVs, snowmobiles, and all the accessories. Right now at Mondes Motorsports, you can get any of the Yamaha Wave Runners for only $19.99 down, $19.99 per month, and 1.9% interest until January 1st of 2001. Come see the all-new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runners today at Mondes Motorsports in Hudson, or call 651-777-8400 and ask about the free GP1200R, brought to you by Mondes Motorsports.
Are you hurting? Is an abusive relationship, fear, or depression ruining your life? If you feel you have no one to talk to and need help, call Lovelines Crisis Center. Lovelines is a counseling and referral center that has trained phone counselors who are waiting to listen and to help. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 612-379-1199. That's Lovelines at 612-379-1199. Help is just a phone call away.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
There's no question that the Zone 105 morning show is a fan favorite, but why do people listen?
Because the show isn't stupid and silly like a lot of the other shows are, and I love the music. Not stupid in the morning.
All that book learning we do.
We like that. The repartee and, you know, that quick-witted kind of delivery.
Brian, look, the spoon is shiny.
Huh? Mary is fantastic. You guys have such a great rapport that I can't wait to listen in the morning.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
Well, let's cut the crap. We know why people really listen.
Laziness and changing the station.
Just because it's easier to listen to us than get up and turn the knob?
Yeah.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Daryl Hammond is our guest tonight.
Were you ever a jock with this jockey?
No. Know him from Saturday Night Live, and this is my only radio job.
Hey, how dare you?
Mm-hmm. How dare you, Daryl?
What?
Not Adam Carolla's because I'm over there to have Drew Daryl. I'm funny, funny, funny man.
I did that. I did the overnight shift once.
You did?
Yeah, and I practiced trying to learn how to be a jock. It was terrible.
Where at?
Vero Beach, Florida.
And when you said did it once, you mean for a few months?
Yeah, for a few months, and I was really bad at it. Yeah.
And was it always a goal of yours to get on radio, or how did you get
into
that?
I wanted to do voices for a living.
Right.
And so I needed a recording studio to make my tapes,
mm-hmm.
and I needed to make a lot of tapes, you know, to send out a lot. And so I got an overnight position. First pushing buttons and then later actually doing the weather and then actually being a jock.
And what were some of your earliest impressions of voices? Were they voices or they impressions?
I did Pee Wee Herman. That was like one of my first ones. Eddie Murphy, you know?
Give us a little taste of those.
Pee Wee Herman, let's see. I used to do Pee Wee Herman on Dynasty.
Look, Alexis, I like you. Like you.
Like you.
The things about me you don't want to know, Alexis.
Things you shouldn't know.
Things you could know.
Let's say anything. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
I'm a rebel. A loner.
I like you, like you. Why is it so funny? There's something that's so inherently funny about that. If you know, Paul Rubens was sitting here doing it, I wouldn't be laughing.
Right,
but if someone who's doing it and sounding like 99% of it, it's hysterical. Mm. All right, and what about little Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. I met Eddie Murphy once, and he came up to me, and he said, I just want to say, what did you say? I just want to say your stuff
is freakish. That's what he said. Your stuff is freakish. But the way he said it was, he goes, and then he laughed. He did his laugh. So he said it like, I just want to say your stuff is freakish, really. Just freakish, really. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. He goes, well, no, with the Jesse Jackson and the no in the hand of the thing. And no.
That's all Jesse Jackson.
Ask me any question, and I'll give you a Jackson-esque response.
All right. You're familiar with the Million Man March, and last Mother's Day they had the Million Mom March.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a ripoff in any way? Do you feel slighted? Does it take away from your achievement as a Million Man March?
Well, we must separate the cream from the coffee. A, to combat the deficit, I've taken a position in the Middle East, never becoming the position of the day. Blacks have not seen a good time under Reagan. I have not run negative ads and jibbity jibbity and rat-a-tat-tat.
Did you do Maya Angelou, too, on Saturday Night Live?
That was Tracy Morgan.
Oh,
really good to Maya Angelou.
It, yeah. Yeah, because he really is.
He really does it so well. Yeah.
I was, I just sort of remember seeing it recently, and I figured anyone that did an impersonation was you, but it was Tracy Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, no, who else do I want to hear from Saturday Night Live? I mean, Jesse Jackson never gets old, of course. There's Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more that I'm not thinking of.
There's a lot that I did one time. You know,
right.
Like I just learned, I had a few days to learn it. I mean, it's like Richard Dreyfuss, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
You did, didn't you, was that on a game show? Or
a Joe Pesci show.
And where he beats the crap out of everyone with a bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a little Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay, I used to warm up with the speech from Jaws, one of his speeches from Jaws, so I'll just do that, okay?
Right.
All right. Mr. Vaughn, what we're dealing with here is an eating machine, a miracle of evolution. All this machine does is eat and sleep and make little sharks, and that's all.
I don't think you understand our problems.
I think I understand a little bit about your problems, that you're going to let it swim up behind you and bite you in the ass. Mr. Vaughn. Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of voices I only did once.
Let's see. How about Sean Connery?
Sean Connery a couple times. Yeah.
Hey, did you do him? Who'd you do on the game show?
Actually, I did Sean Connery on Jeopardy.
Right.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give us a little Sean as long as we're on the roll?
Oh, all right. Sean Connery. Let's see. Let's see, Capone Black, we gotta get down there. We gotta work those new teeth in of his. Capone pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way. How's that?
Oh, that was excellent. All perfect.
Right.
Yeah. From not the defiant ones, I'm thinking about
the Untouchables.
The Untouchables, that's right.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, you're 17, what's going on?
Well, I've had this boyfriend for a while, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I trust him and I love him, but I'm scared of him.
Why?
I really don't know. I don't know if I have issues and I want to try to figure it out.
You're
like,
scared of him on physically?
Well,
am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Only it's Jesse Jackson.
All right. Let's separate the cream from the coffee. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sometimes physically, like, I'm scared to get intimate with him and stuff, but then, like, sometimes also, like, emotionally, like, I'm scared to let him get close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And well, at 17, that's sort of normal to have ambivalence about being open and intimate.
How old is he?
He's 17 as well.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
But is this fear you have of him something sort of, real? Is he an aggressive guy?
No, he's really passive and like, he won't fight back.
I see.
You try to provoke him?
Try as you might.
Not really. Mm. Like, when we get in an argument, so he won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drew's wife has the same problem with him. And is you okay with guys in general?
Oh, yeah.
You like them? No one did you wrong?
Oh, no.
Daddy was good?
Mm-hmm. Real good.
All right. Well, you got to get over it then.
Hey, is it too late to beg you to do the Lightning Man?
Yes. Yeah, I might be able to squeeze that in.
I love the lightning round.
Do you?
It makes me laugh so hard.
Well, thank you. you're one of the minority who enjoys that.
Oh, not even.
Oh, really?
We talk about it at school, and everyone loves it.
Well, I normally don't do it with a guest on hand because it's something I do to fill the time, but maybe I can slide into a little lightning round, and Daryl can call on his overnight shift experience to do a little cam DJ.
Yeah, even just for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do a little dueling lightning round.
Tell me, what are we doing?
Well, it's basically I get the cowbell out and slide into the over-the-top DJ.
Oh, you do?
And we burn through some calls.
Yeah.
That's right. And I think Daryl could play along with that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we'll do that in about 5-10 minutes or so. Let's first talk to Dylan. Dylan?
Yeah.
All right. So you make out with your girlfriend with your clothes on.
Yeah.
And you want to know if she can get pregnant.
Yeah.
Is your fly open?
No.
No?
I understand the question.
Well, I mean, like, could, like, the semen or sperm kind of get through the clothes and...
I don't see how.
Because she was kind of worried about that and stuff.
No, I don't see how.
So you mean if it soaked through your jeans and then you put your jeans in her, could she get pregnant?
Something like that.
Well, are you having an orgasm or are you just leaking?
Leaking.
You're leaking.
Oh, no, forget it. Come on.
Oh. Yeah, you're all right.
All right.
What's going on with you two, though? You don't take your clothes off?
No, we haven't had sex yet.
Yeah, but you can still take your clothes off sometimes, can't you?
Well, mom's always home, so.
I see. You can get the clothes on.
Yeah.
You just have a big puddle in your pants when you leave the house. That's nice.
I wear long shirts.
All right. All right, Dylan. Listen, when you do have sex, you got to use some birth control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah. And you cannot use the withdrawal method because you're a leaker. All right?
I didn't know I fell under a category.
You certainly do. You're the king of the leakers. You understand?
Oh, thank you.
All right. So you cannot pull out. All right? You must wear a condom. You understand?
Uh-huh.
All right. Have fun.
Okay.
And who does your laundry?
My dad.
Oh, that must be a wonderful experience for him.
Well, I kind of cleaned it before.
You clean it up? Good. There's nothing more humiliating for Fonda than doing his son's laundry and having to break the corduroys over his knee to get them into the washing machine.
Break.
We're going to take a break?
We're going
to
break.
I need to talk to someone. James?
Huh?
You're 15?
Yeah.
You have what dreams about girls other than your girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know if it's normal.
Perfectly normal.
Yeah, why does that even bother you?
Yeah, it's because, like, you know, that sometimes my girlfriend sits over here without my parents knowing, and it's just that I find it very uncomfortable, and I haven't told her about it, and I was wondering if I should talk to her.
That you're having dreams about other women?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Keep that to yourself, James.
Yeah. You got a lot to learn.
Okay.
You should never share honest thoughts with your mate. You understand me? Never.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, here's the deal.
Can't a gay male do that at least?
No.
Can't share?
No.
Men can handle it.
Yeah, a gay guy could do that. Yeah. Because his partner's thinking about, one of the guys from Friends while he's getting blown by the other guy. Or possibly you, Dr. Drew. Possibly you. But here's what I'm saying. Here's the deal with women. You know that adage, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all? That's good with the ladies. Just give them the compliments and save all the beats, all the thoughts, all those things. Like people always talk about, you know, you should be honest in a relationship. It's important to communicate. All that nonsense out the window.
Mm.
Believe me, it took me a long time to figure that out.
Yeah.
Just say the happy thoughts and bury the bad ones. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
Don't even talk to them if you can help it. Right?
If you're gonna, yeah, that's why I like a nice Oriental gal. Someone right off the boat.
Someone that you can like quote song lyrics from Elton John and claim they're yours.
That's right. What do you mean? I say I am Elton John.
Look, Ling Chao, I can't fight this feeling. Okay, deep inside of me.
That's Ooga right.
Shaga.
Girl,
I can't fight this feeling deep inside of me.
I think,
girl, you just don't realize
what you do to me.
Yeah.
I thought first you were going to REO Speedwagon, but I see we went to Oka Sugar Rep. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Daryl Hammond is our guest tonight. When we come back, I think we'll do a little, what's over there?
I'm reading that question.
We'll do a little dueling lightning round DJs. Oh, yes.
Let me read Chad's question for everybody to appreciate.
Go ahead.
Chad has heard that the head of your penis will fall off if you have anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's should address that. Oh, Ace Barcola will address that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's my name. And listen, gents, that's true if you try getting me. Mm-hmm. Spread the word. We'll be back.
Back once again, love it.
Love, love. Love Line. Savannah Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back. Before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Zone 105 is the Twin Cities Concert Pipeline.
The band's Warped Tour with more Hellpipe Freakouts and live music powered by Green Day, NoFX, Palm Beach, No All Stars, Jurassic 5, MXPX, The Mighty Mighty Monsters, Suicide Machines, and more. Coming July 11th, the Metrodome parking lot. Warped 2000. See the amazing high flying freaks from the concourse of immersion. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Find an even more band. The Mob, Melancholy, Dilated People, Snapchat, Hot Water Music, Papa Roach, and dozens more on multiple stages. Check the Warp details. Log on to WarpStore.com. Coming July 11th. Okay, here's the crap about tickets. On sale Friday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. Through Ticketmasters, including Dayton's, Murden, and Rainbow Foods. Starts at $99, $51.51 or online at Ticketmasters.com.
Delivery for Miller Lite.
What do you got there?
Dallas Cowboys training camp.
Okay. Put them next to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot.
Oh, okay. Delivery for Miller Lite.
Let me guess. Mardi Gras.
You got it.
Miller Lite has put the coolest stuff in the world all in one place. The Miller Get the Goods online auction. You can bid on a trip to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot, passes to the Dallas Cowboys training camp, and a trip or two to Mardi Gras. Plus, there's tons of other great stuff, including the chance to help a charity.
Where do I put the Harley? Give me a minute.
Details at MillerGetTheGoods.com and wherever you buy Miller Lite. Let the bidding begin. Grab a Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
Limited to U.S. residents 21 and older. No beer purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Please think when you drink.
I'm Doug Spence, and when you visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, we'll show you the hows and whys of diamonds. At Spence Diamonds, you'll learn about diamonds from the jeweler's perspective. Once you see what jewelers see, you'll be better equipped to make a smart buying decision. At Spence Diamonds, we carefully walk you through the diamond grading process using jeweler's instruments that allow you to see precision diamond cutting, minute inclusions, and other features that affect a diamond's value. At Spence Diamonds, it's an interactive experience. It doesn't take long, and the more involved you get, the more fascinating diamonds become. In minutes, you'll understand why almost nothing on earth is as valuable as a diamond. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, visit Spence Diamonds and see diamond value the way we see it.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
There's something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The real girls next door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, this is Jonathan Silverman, and you're listening to Loveline with Ace Rocola and Dr. Drew.
Yeah! That's right, guys and gals out there. It's Rock Wallace and goodbye over there. It's nice to have you.
On your Tuesday.
It's a 2 for Wednesday. Wednesday doesn't matter. Let me check time real quick, right up. It's 11:46, straight up, 14 minutes away from top of the hour, 12 midnight, the witching hour, and you're smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. Tonight, our guest is the very, 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 very funny man, Daryl Hammond. You finally said, and let me tell you something. This kid is hot, hot, hot. He's going to be down to play improv all this weekend, doing his jokes and whatnot. Maybe a little Jesse Jackson. Maybe a little Bill Clinton. You get out there and see him, sports fans. All right, let's hop back on the phone. So we got Drew. That's call number one. Jezebel.
Hello.
Jezebel, 19 years old.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, Jezebel, let me check time real quick. It's 11:46 and 40 seconds. That is 13 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up midnight, the witching hour.
All right.
You're listening to Love on Ace Rock Rollins Bar Dot Group. Daryl Hammond is going to be very funny. Very funny, man. Very funny Saturday Night Live. What's up there, Jezebel?
Can I ask Daryl a question really quick?
Uh-huh.
Here
he is. Bill
Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done. You want me to try?
Yeah, you should.
Say a little bit. Daryl, let me check time for you. It's 11:40. 7 and 10 seconds and 12 minutes.
Minutes 12 o'clock. O'clock.
That's right.
Woo! On your Wednesday.
Go ahead, Dada.
Give me something to say.
You know that funny little laugh, does?
Uh-huh. I need more, something more to say.
You never watched Bill Cosby?
Yeah, but I have never done the voice before.
Hey, Daryl's Ace Rock Old Doctor. Why don't you talk about Jello? Because I know Bill loves that Jello, the hug that Jello, the Jello. Let me check time real fast.
Okay,
it's 11.
Ask me
I'm checking the time here. It's 11:47 and 40 seconds. That's 12 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up minute. Hey, Daryl Hams again. Very funny, man. Very funny. Saturday Night Live. Hot, hot, hot. Go ahead, there, Bill Cosby there, the Jello.
What's up? Are you going to ask me a question?
Yeah, I need to ask a question.
Okay.
My question is, okay, I have both my nipples pierced,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know if I'm going to be able to breastfeed, because I know when you take out piercings, it builds up scar tissue.
Yes, usually you can. It makes it a little more difficult, but you can.
It, usually you can?
Can, C-A-N.
Yeah, that's good, Jezebel. Let's see where you got that name.
Squirt out in like three different places.
It tends to be a little more difficult, I understand.
All right, baby. It's going to be like a rain bird on your yonkers. You know what I'm saying? That's about. Thanks, Tom. Sherry, hot, hot, hot. All right, over there?
On your yonkers.
Yeah, that's right. That's Dr. Drew over there. I'm Ace Rock Gold. Zero Ham. I'm standing in life. Very, 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 very funny man. And hot, hot, hot. He's joining us
on Tuesday.
He's going to be at the La Brea Improv this week coming up. Do a little Pee-wee Herman for you.
You big dummy.
That's a little Fred Sand report. It's 11:48 and 48 seconds. That is 11 minutes and 12 seconds away from the top of the hour. State of his hat back on the phone. Do a little more Ted Gabble, boys. You very happy with that.
It's the kind of smut many of the porn stores won't even carry.
That man is a funny man, and that's
there I was down in Cuba.
Daryl, go ahead.
I said, I'm in Cuba. I've got Castro on one side. I've got the Pope on the other side, and all of a sudden a girl in Washington gives a BJ to the president, and my dream of can I have another margarita? My dream of a I don't know what to say.
Daryl Hammond, very funny. It's
what's the secret word, Pee-wee? La 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 la.
Girl,
la la la.
Hello.
Kevin.
Hey, what's going on?
You're 25, better smack dab the middle lightning round.
Ah.
I'm Ace Rock Gold, it's a good morning. I drew a question over there. There you go.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew.
Kevin.
I was skating like about last week on a Wednesday, and I was busting a gap, and I landed on a rail, and I, you know, crunched my nards pretty good.
Both of them?
Yeah, pretty right. much. And they turned like blackish purple for a while.
Did it swell up?
Yeah, big time. It was like elephant titus of the nuts.
Why weren't you seen by a doctor?
Because I didn't really think anything of it. I just put an ice pack.
Your
you know,
testes become the size of grapefruit, and they turn blue, and
yeah.
They hurt like hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. What point would you actually go see the doctor?
Anything wrong with his testicles?
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
What would it take, like a Komodo dragon hanging off of your testicles by its jaw in order for you to think something may be up with the testes, or is the balloon sized in black and blue good enough? That's Daryl Hammond over there, by the way. He's going to be the brain of all weekend long. Hey, Kevin, get in, see the doc. What do you say about it?
Yeah, I'll try to get in.
All right.
Yeah, you can rupture the testes. You can permanently affect your fertility and testosterone levels.
Let me tell you something about Ace Rocola. Some hams are family jewels. I ain't driving myself being airlifted in, you know what I'm saying? Medevac helicopter right out the chimney. Let me check the time. It's 11:51 straight up. That's 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. The witching hour, 12 midnight. Daryl Hammond, very funny man from Saturday Night Live, is going to join us in. He's going to be the Brea Improv. Funny man and hot. Jeff?
Oh, my God, dude. I'm so shaking. Adam, you were like, God, dude, I've listened to you guys for so long.
That's right, I'm a deity.
You're so cool on Saturday Night Live, dude. It rules. I've been watching it forever since John Belushi, man.
Thanks, man.
Well, you really hit the hat trick tonight, Jeff. You're 16 years old. What's your question, bro?
I used to do LSD a lot, like in the seventh grade, like when I was a freshman.
That's why you think Daryl's funny.
Yeah, and that's I still continue to do it. Like, I don't know, I've been hearing sounds lately. It's, like, hard for me to get to bed.
All right. And have you stopped doing the others, Jeff?
Jeff, it kills me when kids do this to themselves, because acid, ecstasy, these are drugs that are known to damage brain. Time Magazine did a thing about ecstasy. I read it. It was awful. It killed me that they were just basically presenting the facts about people who deal with patients of anorexia as though it's some sort of biased presentation of people who have some agenda to get kids to stop doing drugs. Hey, you'll choose to do drugs, enjoy, but realize your brain gets damaged, you're going to hear voices, you're going to have mood disturbances.
Drew, I know this is a very passionate subject for you, and I hate to cut you off, but let me check the time. Thank you very much. It's 11:52 and 37, 7 minutes, 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. Pee Wee Herman and Ted Koppel are both in the studio tonight, Pee Wee. You there, buddy? Ted, you still standing by?
Absolutely.
Sean Connery's just stepped in the studio. Sean, you hanging with us tonight?
I'm staying for the long haul.
All right, and what a surprise. President Bill Clinton has just stepped in.
Let me say to the people of America and the nations of the world that I hate your ass. I swear to God I do.
Bill, can you step aside for just 1 second? Jesse Jackson would like to say something.
I thought I would set that apparatus in motion.
Ted, any last words? Ted Koppel?
It's the kind of Snyder.
Ted Kennedy stepped into the studio. No, he just left. Ted has not stepped in. Ted just poked his head in to say hi to Jesse and Clinton, and he stepped out. I'm Ace Rockall. That's my partner, Dr. Drew. Wait a minute. Adam Carolla stepped into the studio. You do an Adam Carolla.
No, I don't.
He can't be done. He cannot be replicated or duplicated anyway.
He can't be repeated.
God bless you, Bob. And that's why, Daryl, you could certainly go blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. That's why Daryl Hammond is at the Brea Improv all this week, kidding.
Brea.
Yes, I've said that 400 times. I'm stuck on it. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. I'm going to check the time during the timeout break, and we'll be back after this.
What's up?
Line. We'll be right back. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on Zone 105.
Zone 105 is the Twin Cities Concert Pipeline.
No Doubt returns. No Doubt live with special guest Lynn. July 10th at Roy Wilkins Auditorium at River Center. No Doubt. In concert with special guest Lynn. July 10th at Roy Wilkins Auditorium at River Center.